More Taxicab Confessions, episode number 46. I'll take my coffee with my sunshine. Coffee is a mug with a hug. Welcome back to another edition of Morning Sip. Hey everybody, it's Coffee O'Clock. This is a 15-minute short where you get your sip on with your coffee, smoothie, freshly squeezed juice, or tea, while I do the talking. So I'm your host, Nina Babel, who is unapologetically her edgy self every time. You can find me on ninababel.com, so I want you to grab your mug and start sipping. This is your first time listening. Welcome, welcome. Today is a 15-minute mini where I'm on vacation with my BFF in Trinidad. So let me set the scene. This is another one of my taxicab confession episodes. If you missed the first one, you have to rewind back and tune into episode number 24. So I got a thing for genuine people and sniffing them out of the crowd. So me and my BFF were in this taxi while on vacation, while we're in Trinidad, and these are my roots. So if you're not familiar with the location of Trinidad, it's the most southern Caribbean island, located 20 miles east from Venezuela, and it's situated like on the northern edge of South America. So you're going to hear the Caribbean accent throughout this episode, so I'll try to decode it in between for all you guys who are not familiar with that mother tongue, which is English, but it's a slight accent. So right at the beginning, when we started talking, that's myself, my BFF, and the driver, we all discovered that we're Scorpios. Tune into the conversation. Were you born, Brenton?
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh my God! So
we are all. Who are we?
That's why we have not connected.
When's your birthday?
The 5th of November.
Okay, I'm the 29th of October. She's the 26th.
26.
Yeah.
Yes, Scorpio people.
I had this feeling you were. That's why I asked.
Really?
I had that feeling.
Yeah. So we get on the topic of being Scorpios and the commonality we share under this zodiac sign.
Yeah, we are nice people.
Yeah, man.
Very lovely.
We're very
lovely. We like sex.
We're very intense.
We're intense. You know, being intense, though, does have its drawbacks.
I'm a slow, warmer person, so it takes me a while to even open myself up to somebody. I don't let people in that easily. You'll not get in that easily. And once I let you in, it's because then I've let you in. And then when you disappoint me, then that takes a toll because I've let you in. Understand, it took a long time for me to even let you in. And that's just how I describe myself. I'm just a slow person. I don't let people into my circle.
Well, I can't decide if this is a Caribbean men thing, being a Scorpio, or all of the above. But I'll let you decide.
I used to pray and ask the Lord just so we should stay with one lady and all that kind of
thing. To what?
To
stay with one lady.
Okay.
You know, that kind of things there because I...
You're not faithful.
I've been having problems. No matter what I do, they just keep coming. You know? And I learned to deal with myself in that way. You know that I just stay away. Don't put myself in any positions to be captured. You know that kind of way?
Yeah.
Unless I really feel. You know that kind of way. But over the years, I've been dealing with myself. Because as you say, we are Scorpios and you know.
We love hard.
When the venom strikes, Scorpios, you don't want to get on their bad side.
And then we can hate hard.
Hate hard, right.
I remember when this girl got me so vexed. Uh-huh. It was like, I felt like the venom in me. I wanted to like just kill. I don't know. I was so mad.
Being intense also has its pluses. Up next, our driver didn't hesitate to share the sex part of being a Scorpio.
On the sexual part, I love my sex. When I'm with you,
I'm not
outer. I'm not a Scorpio way ready to get inside of you. Nah, I love to make love, and you know what I mean? Make you want it. You must,
right.
You must want it. I must want him to say, yeah, baby, play tonight. You know that kind of way?
Yes.
That is me. I love to make love.
Okay.
I must want it.
Learn what women are thinking, but not saying out loud. On this podcast, Nina chats about socially awkward real-life moments and sensitive girly stuff most girlfriends talk about on a daily basis. Think of Nina as your go-to girlfriend.
Friends. How many of us have them? You know where I'm going, right? Friends with benefits. Separating sex from emotions. Now the conversation moved to who's better at it, men or women.
Listen. So after two times you sleep with the woman, right? And you realize this woman has feelings for you and she wants more, right? What do you do? How do you push her away? Like, do you, if she keeps calling you, you don't answer the call, or do you tell her the truth that, you know, you are developing feelings for me, I'm not in this place? What do you say?
Yes, that's exactly what you're going, that conversation is going to happen there. Because from start, you know we're going to get into. You understand? So, why are you getting feelings sexually?
So the backstory that you haven't heard is our driver was in a long-term relationship and he was hurt by the outcome. So like any other man or woman, it takes time to balance out and reset. So while we were on our way to our friend's house, our driver, well, we realized that our driver has many friends. So we used this opportunity to ask him, specifically, but in general, ask him, how do men have sex without emotions?
Women are hardwired. We are emotional. So there, we
so,
are.
All right. So what are you trying to say?
That I'm saying women can't separate sex from emotions.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Men can.
So let me ask you this: how do you have sex with a woman and not have emotions for her?
No, I did. Remember, I did. I went through a lot.
I know, but now with these friends.
All right.
How do you have sex with a woman more than once, twice, three times? And not have feelings for her. How do you do that?
That's how men are built.
I know,
they can't
I'm
explain.
Let him try. How do you do that?
Just say it.
Yeah.
We're Scorpios. Just say it.
How do you do that?
Yes.
Yes. What is it? I want to know how you do that.
I don't have feelings. I just.
How do you have sex with a woman?
I just think of that. I just think about just having fun.
Okay.
You know, I just, you know, we have fun and.
And then what? You're turning up Darcy just before Linda's bakery.
Up in this one.
Is this Darcy? This is doing an answer.
No, this isn't Darcy.
No.
This is Val something.
Is on the left or the right?
The right.
The right.
I think we're going too far.
Going too far.
Just before Linda's Bakery.
We passed Linda's Bakery. It's on the left.
Then we passed it. He's on the right, but Linda's on the left.
I want to answer your question.
Yes, I want you to answer my question. So when you leave, then you don't think about her or anything like that. You're like, that's done, on to the next day, new thing, whatever.
Yeah, I think about her. I'd be like, yeah, boy. If I'm happy nights, I'd be like, yeah, boy. I'm just something sexy, you know?
And then what?
If she want, as a pointy type of person, you know, if she want to hook back up again, well, some more sexual acts.
You know, so how are you separating your...
I'm not having sex with love.
How is it that you're not having sex with love?
I'm not having sex with love. Or I should say that you're not really loving that person. You're just...
So how do you fall in love with a woman?
I'm not trying to fall in love. So it's kind of hard. I'm trying to fall in love. I'm not trying to be all lovey-dovey into the sex thing. I mean, I will be on the score.
Do you kiss her? Do you kiss her on the mouth?
So do you or don't you? Would you or won't you? What do you think of the next clip?
Oh, you hardly kiss her on the mouth.
Wait, there's another question. So you hardly kiss, period?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Regardless.
Why? Why do you hardly kiss?
It's like when a guy turns off the light before sex, at least to me. Not kissing means you're not making yourself vulnerable to emotions and seeing the other person express that emotion. Granted, there's people out there who don't like kissing, period, whether it's during sex or just period. But that's another episode. Let's hear what our driver had to say about the whole kissing thing.
That's just his style.
Is that your style? You don't like to kiss?
No, I like to kiss.
But you don't kiss someone. Her because you don't want to get emotionally involved. Because yes. Kissing is passion.
Kissing is passion.
Yes. That's why you don't kiss.
But if you're in love with somebody, kissing is part of...
Kissing is a compulsion.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Time for a Girly Nation huddle and debrief in the taxi.
That I know. I know that kissing men don't kiss if they don't want you. A man doesn't kiss you and he was having sex with you.
I feel gonna turn back.
Turn back?
Yeah. Because we done passed Linda's already.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
No. It's bad.
And she does. I guess they don't recognize that you're not kissing.
Oh.
Huh?
Yeah, that could be too. Yeah, they could just recognize that you're not kissing. But then again, some ladies get mesmerized away half between your legs. You know, some ladies like different men when. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I want you to keep going.
They're like, what? Right.
They're attracted to other things, and kissing is not a priority.
They're not into the passion.
That's so men so hot, they just like...
They excited.
Do all kind of crazy things. You know, they just like, do me all kind of crazy things.
Right? They do you all kinds
yes,
of crazy
all kind
things?
Of crazy things.
Like what?
Here we go. We're taking it up a notch. Huh. He's a boob guy. That's what turns him on.
You don't have to say what.
I want to know what. Give me an example. What's a crazy thing?
All right. Say like a man. All right. Say like if I want to make. All right. I'm not making love, but you know you're caressing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know I love to suck breasts. I don't know what it is. I just have a thing.
Your breast.
That's your thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's my thing. I just that turns me on.
Right.
You know. And,
do you like big ones? Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
All right,
that's
know?
Your thing, period.
It was just a matter of time. The truth comes out even more. Check it out.
The ladies, I swear for some of the ladies that they want to undress me for this. They make
love
to me more than I do it to them.
Got it.
Progressive in the sense... of making love. Driver, run that one again.
Do you like aggressive women?
I like a little aggressiveness, a little bit. No, not too much. You know, but
you don't want them to initiate too much?
The majority of ladies I've been through, they more want to make love to me. They all just quick, less, you know.
Let's get it over with now.
let's do this, you know what I mean? It's just different. They more just want to make love to me than I make love to them.
Okay.
You know that kind of way?
Driver talks about his first menage a trois experience. I just sat back and took this one in. My BFF had a little more insight than I did.
In London, I did it good because I just wanted to try it, you know, to be with two men at the same time.
Ah,
I did it.
Okay.
And it was great. Yeah, I agreed. I did it twice. All right, I was just dating a girl, and she was like,
She suggested it?
Yeah, she suggested it. She said, my girlfriend is in love with you. So your girlfriend in love with me, and you are allowing that?
Right. I don't like sharing. I wouldn't even agree to that.
She was like, oh, jeez. She was like, yeah, my girlfriend like you. She wanna do a threesome. I'm like, yeah, you serious?
I've heard that when it's done, that the girlfriend will put restrictions on what the other
wasn't doing restrictions.
This is house right here on the right hand.
Oh, we're here. Yeah.
Lights?
Yes. That they will put restrictions on what you can do with.
Well, not this house with the lights. The one behind.
The one behind.
Yeah.
Did she put restrictions on?
No restrictions. She was just, both of them were just wilding out. Like they're accustomed to that.
Oh.
Both of them were like really good.
Well, most men like that anyways. Yeah, want really to try good. That out.
Well, as we say in Trini, we reach. So we reached our destination. We arrived at our friend's house.
Really good.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys stay here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have a back to the hotel?
Yeah, we'll call you.
Yeah, okay. Oh, call he's me? Coming. We'll call
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we'll call you when we're almost ready. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Conversation will continue.
Was that a taxi ride or what? I've got a thing for genuine people. When you're on vacation, you're not inhibited, right? You have those conversations that you're not really having at home. When you speak boldly, and more importantly, your mind, people tend to get uncomfortable, especially when you're talking about awkward, socially awkward, and sexually awkward topics. Clearly, our driver wasn't. It's always interesting meeting people for the first time, especially when you're traveling abroad to foreign parts of the world to discover, you know what, the commonalities that we all share. Or even just to get a different perspective, whether it's a cultural influence, a gender stereotype, and in this case, it was a zodiac sign that started it off. And that wraps up another episode of Morning Sip. Hope you enjoyed today's gulp, whatever you're drinking, something freshly squeezed or a cold or hot brew of caffeine. Was this episode good for you? If you listened, I want you to tweet a picture of you and your mug, your glass or paper cup using the hashtag MorningSip. Or you know what? Just email me directly at nina@ninababel.com. That's babe with an L. Help me spread the word, Sip Nation. New episodes of the Keep It 100 Girl Shop will continue to drop every Tuesday on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, TuneIn Radio, and iHeartRadio. Don't forget to review the show in iTunes because you know what? I really rely on it a lot. You know why? It helps me and my message stand out from the podcasting crowd. Also, it helps women and even you men. It helps us understand us better when it comes to our most vulnerable and embarrassing moments. If you never, ever, ever want to miss one of my episodes, connect with me on social media. I love Twitter, Instagram, my Facebook Keep It 100 Girl page, and Snapchat. So you're going to use the handle @NinaBabel. Don't forget to subscribe to the Friggin' Truth newsletter on ninababel.com. And as always, let's keep it 100. Smooches!